right, good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Are you calling my name?
I'm calling your name.
I'm present. I couldn't hear. I'm making adjustments.
All right, Commissioner Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Commissioner Clodfelter.
Good morning, yes.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Happy to be here.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Good morning, present.
All right, in compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire as to whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. The record will reflect no conflicts have been identified, so we'll proceed with electric. Item P1, Mr. Saylor, you're up. Actually, I see Mr. Lucas speaking. Mr. Lucas, are you presenting?
It is on mute.
Mr. Saylor, are you presenting, or is Mr. Lucas?
Chair Mitchell, Lucas, yeah.
Yeah, I'm presenting item P1. For some reason, my computer keeps flicking over to mute.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Mr. Lucas.
Okay. Item P1 consists of a registration statement amendment and an amendment certificate of public convenience and necessity for solar photovoltaic facilities. The public staff recommends that the commission approve the applications, issue the certificates, and accept the registration statement.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, we would like to know if construction has begun on either of the projects. Do we know the answer, Mr. Lucas?
I don't know if construction has begun because they already have approved certificates. They've come in for amendments, but I can find out if they actually have started construction. I mean, they've been authorized to.
Well, in lieu of that answer, do we know when it's expected to begin, possibly, or when it was expected?
I can find out.
Mr. Brown Bland, I do have some information on that.
Okay.
Comer has not started construction, and they intend to enter the transition cluster, so it'll be sometime before they start construction. And DEC, Offerdale Solar, was a Tranche 2 award winner, and they intend to begin construction by the end of next year.
All right. Thank you for that, Ms. Callison.
All right. Any additional questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed to public staff electric item P2.
Scott Saylor with the Energy Division. Electric item P2 is a petition filed by New River Light and Power requesting approval of a renewable energy rider. The rider will allow New River to offer its customers the option to purchase blocks of energy from renewable energy resources. Each block will cost participating customers an additional $5 per month, and for the initial year of the program, each block is anticipated to equate to 250 kilowatt hours per month. Participation at the rider will be voluntary. It will not pay New River's base rates and charges approved by the commission, which will continue to be paid by all customers. Renewable energy purchased pursuant to the rider will displace energy that would otherwise been purchased pursuant to New River's wholesale power supply contract. At the end of each calendar year, New River will perform a true-up to determine the block size for the following year. The annual true process will ensure that only revenue received from participating customers under the rider will be used to pay the renewable energy cost differential incurred by New River. The true-up will not result in bill adjustments for customers. As part of the true-up process, New River will file a report with the commission detailing program participation, lot size adjustments, and renewable energy purchases. New River is requesting that the rider become effective on July 15, 2021 to enable new customers opening accounts prior to the beginning of the academic year of Appalachian State University to be eligible to participate in the program. The public staff has reviewed New River's request and recommends that the commission issue a proposed order approving the renewable energy rider with the conditions that New River include in its marketing materials that the expected block size may differ from the actual block size, and also include in marketing materials the type of generation resource it intends to purchase. And I believe Grace Fires and Ed Miller are logged in as attendees, and they are representing the company if the commission has any questions for them.
All right, thank you, Mr. Saylor. Commission does have several questions. I'll direct them to you, and if the applicant is available to answer, we'll take answers from the applicant as well. Does public staff understand how many customers are expected to participate in this in the program each year? Mr. Saylor?
Yes. They did conduct a survey that indicated a certain percentage of their customers would participate. They did not provide an exact number as to how many they expected.
Okay. Is there a cap on the number of customers that can participate each year?
No, there is not.
Okay. Is there a cap, or is there a discrete amount of renewable energy that New River can procure each year under its contract?
Yes, in their initial contract they have with a hydro power facility, they are contracting for, I believe it's 12,000 megawatt hours. And they also have an option to purchase additional energy if the demand requires.
Okay. And last question for you, Mr. Saylor. How will partial payments by customers be determined with the context of the within the rider RER deferred account?
Partial payments.
For example, if a customer did not pay for an entire block, or did not make payment for an entire block.
That might be a better question for the company representatives.
Okay. Mr. Stiers, I see you on camera.
I'd be happy to try to answer that question, Chairman Mitchell.
Okay.
The members, participants can exit out of the program and can enter into the program during mid-year. So it's basically a voluntary $5 extra to approximate the difference between what the non-renewable cost of energy would be and a renewable energy that they are purchasing from a specific supplier. They have a contract negotiated and ready to execute if this is approved. There's also a very large block that New River's largest customer, Appalachian State, has committed to and can purchase less than that. But you know, basically, if someone stops payment, then that amount of money would not go towards the purchase of any further additional renewable energy. But there's no disconnection, there's no right of disconnection whatsoever if they stop payment. One way of looking at this is really it's going to be on the aggregate basis, the number of customers, and we feel like from customer surveys that it's fully well received and well subscribed to, but you really need to look at this kind of on an aggregate basis. You know, it's not as though any individual kilowatt hour is going to any individual meter customers in the river, but on the aggregate basis, you know, those who want to participate in the purchase of blocks total up to 12,000 plus additional can contribute an additional $5 a month towards that purchase, so that a certain percentage of New River's energy comes from a renewable resource rather than from a fossil fuel resource. I hope that answers your question as I understand it. If not, I'll be happy to see if Mr. Miller can provide additional information.
It does. Just to make sure I'm clear, Mr. Stiers. So if a customer commits and then pulls out before it's honored its commitment or made its payment in full, what happens to, how does New River handle the balance? The balance on the contract with the renewable energy supplier, I guess really is the question.
Basically it is looking at it on an aggregate annual basis. There'll be a true up.
Okay.
Beginning of 23, there'll be a true up. And so the amount that's actually in the block, we have anticipated to be 250, it could be 247 kilowatt hours, it could be 253. It would affect the actual size of the block at the time of the true up.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Stiers. All right, any additional questions for the applicant or for the public staff? All right, Commissioner Duffley.
Thank you, Chair Mitchell. So, Mr. Stiers, will the renewable energy resource selection be only resources in North Carolina?
Not necessarily. They have to be registered and produce RECs, but it could be from a resource. And again, I don't know exactly where the hydroelectric facility that we currently have contract is. I don't know where it is with the North Tennessee line, quite frankly. But we are looking to try to find resources that would be interconnected and can be delivered through the Carolina Power Partners and supplying all the energy for New River. But it would not necessarily be restricted just to North Carolina.
Thank you. But it sounds like you may be giving priority to North Carolina resources.
We would be looking at those first, yes.
Okay, thank you. And am I correct with respect to the $5 block that this amount will cover the actual purchase of the renewable energy as well as the cost of implementing and administering the program?
That is correct. And we have done modeling that we have provided the public staff show how we came up with that amount, and we do think that should be sufficient for that size block, subject to the true up, which may adjust that 250 kilowatt hours slightly at the end of the year.
And is there a cap on the administrative cost? You know, similar type programs will say only 25% of the $5 will go toward administrative costs. Does your program plan have a cap on that admin cost? You're on mute.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We do not have a cap as part of the program at this point. It's much, much, much less than that. I mean, we have marketing materials that we have for all of the students that are coming into Appalachian State every year. This is just going to be an additional, flyers, I think a bus wrap or two. We're talking about a very small percentage of the overall cost, but this is not explicit in the program.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stiers. I move approval of the item.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion by Commissioner Duffley that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. We've got a second from Commissioner Hughes. Any additional questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right. Thank you, Mr. Saylor. Thank you, Mr. Stiers. Okay. The commission has before it for approval its minutes of our July 6th, 2021 staff conference. I'll take a motion, please.
No approval of the minutes.
Second.
All right. Any questions or discussion on the minutes? All in favor of approving our minutes indicate with an aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right, minutes of July 6 are approved. All right, before we adjourn, any additional business for the commission this morning? Okay, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Let's go off the record, please.